Hi there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features. And today I'm down in Stockport, and I'm delighted to have been invited down to the home of Clint and Charlie Boone. So hello there, guys.
Hi. Yes, Simon.
Hi, lovely to see you again, Clint, and
nice
lovely
shirt.
Charlie.
Nice shirt.
All right, yeah. Okay. It's pity the listeners can't see it, but there you go. You might see a picture on Twitter later. I'm here to talk to Clint and Charlie about a few different things, obviously music related. Firstly, I wanted to talk to Charlie really about the relaunch of Mrs. Boone's Tea Party, which is only just happened. I think we're up to about the second or third week now, aren't we?
Yeah, this Saturday. Charlie. The fourth, that'll be the third week.
Mm. Right, okay then. Okay, so you came up with the Tea Party about 10 years ago, I think, between you, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
And so just tell us about how it got going in the first place back in the day.
Well, I developed this passion for baking when I got pregnant with our second baby, Hector.
Okay.
And all I could do every day, all day, was bake, bake, bake from the Nigella Domestic Goddess book. So the house was just full of this surplus cake, and at the time, Clint, you were doing the evening show for XFM. So you'd have lots of bands going in for sessions. So I just used to say, take the cake.
Right.
Take the cake into work, and you ended up chatting about it, didn't you?
It came up in interviews. Like, I'd be interviewing a band, and you know, there'd be some cakes there for Mrs. Boone, and the band would be eating on top of the cake. So it became a bit of a theme in...
Well, people started texting in to the show saying, oh, I want to try Mrs. Boone's cake.
But
So you started doing your tea parties in central Manchester. Where did you used to stage your... Was it in Saturday afternoons?
Saturday afternoons. It was called TV21 in the Northern Quarter. So we did it for about a year there every Saturday.
And was the sort of setup the same in that, obviously... You have a bit of a party with bands on, Clint doing spinning a few tunes and stuff. Was it similar?
It's the same vibe, yeah.
It's like a rock and roll tea party. It's like...
On a Saturday afternoon.
Family friendly, people bring the kids, everybody's eating cake, drinking tea, buying alcohol if they want it. And then, you know, I'm playing the music, like you said, but then somebody will come and do live music. And a lot of the time it will be somebody well known, depending on who's in town and what favours I can pull. So in the past we had people like Maximo Park, The Enemy, Reverend and the Makers, somebody else.
Trans Ferdinand.
Wow.
So people like that would come and play, you know, four or five songs acoustically, eat some cake, meet the kids, get selfies, and then get off to the Apollo or whatever. I could ask anybody. And nobody ever turned it down. Everybody that I asked came and did it.
Brilliant. And so why have you kind of relaunched it? Have you got a bit more time on your hands, maybe?
Yeah, we took a break for a while because we had another child. And then, I don't know, family life just sort of carried on in a pattern, didn't it? We sort of got very familiar with our routine, and then...
Was it something that you were toying with the idea of?
It'd always been in the back of our minds that we were going to start doing it again. And when we were out and about and people got chatting to us, it was always really flattering that people remembered it or asked, when are you going to do the tea party again? So I'm really, really pleased that we started it again and relaunched it at Black Dog Ballroom in the Northern Quarter. I think it was really crucial to us because we did think about starting it last year and we went looking at venues, but it's been... really hard to find the right venue.
Northern Quarter's perfect for it. It's like just the right community, the right vibe on a Saturday afternoon. Parking's good. So it was really nice that... a couple of things happened. One is that XFM changed in September, which freed up my week quite a lot, to say the least. And because I had to find other income streams, to be quite... blunt about it, that I started doing other work and a lot of other DJ gigs, one of which was at the Black Dog Ballroom every Friday tea time. So I did Friday tea time, 5 till 9. And part of the reason I like it is that people that miss me on XFM at drive time can actually come and have a drink with me. It costs nothing to get in. You can literally come and stand and talk to me while I'm DJing. And that's one of the things I find really appealing about it, that, you know, I've got that connection again with the people. Which sounds very righteous, but it's true, that's the way I feel about it. And they pay me, which is nice as well. But I've been there for all these months and realised that the owners are great, the management are great, the venue's great, and then a few weeks ago they found out they're opening a brand new room called The Bunker.
Yes.
And we spoke to the PR girl and said, look, what about if we relaunch Mrs. Bill's Tea Parties in there? And she said, I love those tea parties. I used to come to them.
Yeah.
So it's all just suddenly came into place. So it only took us 2 or 3 weeks to say, we're doing it, we're going to relaunch it, let's get it moving.
Brilliant. Well, I was there myself for the first one the other week with Cabbage doing an excellent little acoustic set. And the first two have been really successful, haven't they, Jack?
Yeah.
We had Ryan
Jarvis. You must be well pleased with how it's gone tonight.
Yeah.
Good. It's funny because it's like, because it involves families, involves children, you can't afford to get any of it wrong. You know what I mean? It's like, if you go to a gig to watch Cabbage play live and the toilets are a mess and there's broken glass off the floor, it don't matter, it's a gig. But when you've got kids in the room, you can't afford to have any of those sort of loose ends. So we're just really glad that we managed to do 2 weeks of it and we've not had any. We've sort of, every bit of planning has come into place nicely. And we've just, we're off to a flying start with it.
Yeah, good. In future weeks, we have got the likes of Pros, and who else have we got?
Travelling Band.
Yeah. Gideon Khan.
Feed the Kid.
Right.
Liam McClure. So basically what we've got lined up at the moment is loads of brilliant local stuff that people, you know, some of which people know about. Maruja, an amazing new band called Maruja. And then, you know, once I get a few weeks into it, I can start asking some of the big names along. So it's like basically any of my famous mates that I've got in the region, I can ask. Or anybody that's in town on a Saturday.
Well, we bumped into Reverend and the Makers, didn't we, last week
In Warrington.
And John was dead up for coming over because he actually did one back in the day.
He was one of the first to He just came and did a load of Bob Marley songs.
Didn't do any of his own songs.
Right.
So he is a dude, but it's like, you know, literally like the other week, Richard Ashcroft was in town, wasn't he, on a Saturday?
Yes,
So if that had been while we were in business, I'd be asking him to come and do it.
Is there a sort of time limit to this? I mean, are you planning to talk to the end of the year or
ongoing?
Just going to see how it goes, aren't
we? I think ultimately what will probably happen is, you know, and this might be months, probably more likely years, but at some point we might look at opening our own base and our own venue. You know, that's the logical extent of
this being a success.
If we hadn't stopped doing this 6 years ago, I think by now we would have had not only a great venue, but we would have been, or Charlie would have been leading the market in terms of the homemade cake, cupcake business. Children up there with the best of them. And, but we can still do that, you know. And the thing is, our uniqueness is this little rock and roll tea party that is still quite a quirky little thing. A lot of people are doing things that are family orientated now, which is nice. You know, people are doing things like Big Fish, Little Fish, which is a big, massive event where kids can come and there's music. But our little thing is these rock and roll tea parties that we created in 2006, and here we are again.
I think that's something that's really appealing to families that come to the tea parties is that they're there with the kids and they're watching bands, but they feel like grown-ups. You know, you get to go into town, you could have a drink if you wanted a drink, and you get to watch music. You're not in a play centre, basically, and you're opening your kids' eyes to letting them watch live music.
Because some of the babies are seeing bands for the first time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for those babies to grow up saying, I saw Cabbage when I was two.
Well, you know, my little Joe was there that day the other week, and he can say that one day.
It made me smile. Did you see those two little girls dressed in like little princess dresses, and they were just holding hands, twirling round in front of Cabbage as they were playing? Like, that will never happen at any other Cabbage gig.
Not at all. Okay then, thanks very much.